In Asia, there are strong and varied responses to U.S.-led military strikes on Iraq. Muslim nations issued stark condemnations, as did China and India, while traditional U.S. allies expressed support for what they called a justified action. Within the first few hours of the United States launching missile attacks on Iraq, U.S. allies in Asia offered support. South Korean President No Moon-hyun on Thursday called the action inevitable and pledged non-combat support. Philippine President Gloria Arroyo says her government is part of what she called a coalition of the willing to give moral and political backing. In Japan, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi blamed Iraq for the crisis by ignoring UN resolutions and not making a sincere effort to disarm. The Prime Minister says Japan supports the U.S. military action, hopes the war will be swift, and pledges Japan will help rebuild Iraq. Australian Prime Minister John Howard, who faces strong opposition at home, addressed his nation.
The government has decided to commit Australian forces to action to disarm Iraq because we believe it is right, it is lawful, and it's in Australia's national interest.
Some 2,000 Australian troops are taking part in the operations against Iraq. But nations with majority Muslim populations condemned the United States and its allies, saying the attack is at best unlawful and at worst an attack on Islam. Indonesian President Megawati Sukarno-Putri. She says the government and the people of Indonesia strongly deplore the unilateral action by the United States and its allies to go to war against Iraq. The president calls for the UN Security Council to convene an emergency session to try to stop the war. Pakistan and Malaysia, both allies in the U.S.-led war on terrorism, also objected. India's foreign ministry spokesman, Naftej Sarna, says his government believes UN arms inspectors were making progress on disarming Iraq.
The military action begun today thus lacks justification. The international community must already begin large-scale effort to alleviate the human suffering. India will be ready to play its part in such an effort.
China, which just this week installed a new government, was unusually critical and demanded an immediate halt to the fighting. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Kong Chuan. He says the action disregards the opinion of most countries, violates the UN Charter, and the norms of international law. In another unusual move, Chinese state-controlled media aired live President Bush's announcement that the military action had begun and also broadcast Iraqi President Saddam Hussein's speech to his country. Jennifer O'Neill, VOA News, Hong Kong.